Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, former pastor and current president of World Challenge Missions Organization, Gary Wilkerson.
My father was David Wilkerson, who wrote the book The Cross and the Switchblade, was the founder of Teen Challenge Drug Rehab Program, and also the founding pastor of Times Square Church in Manhattan.
I love The Cross and the Switchblade and seeing people's lives changed. Last month, we in the newsroom were focusing on suicide prevention. Pastors consistently work with and minister to people who are struggling. How does that take a toll, Gary?
Most pastors join the ministry or called in the ministry have a tremendous amount of empathy, compassion, grace, mercy, looking out for the interest of others, as Scripture admonishes us to do. And so if we're not careful, what happens then is that kind of filters into our own heart and our emotions. We can leave a pastoral counseling session with a family maybe who is dealing with a teenage son or daughter who is suicidal, or even having to do a funeral of somebody who's taken their life. And we come home and that grieving and that sorrow kind of gets stuck in our heart and our minds, and it can affect our own emotional life, our own well-being, and it also can affect our family as well. So it's kind of tough sometimes to be empathetic and compassionate, and then sort of at times be willing to turn that off as well and just say, I have to trust this to God now. Lord, you're in charge, not me. This is your faith family, not mine. But some of us have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, it's really a faith walk. Pastors are real people with real struggles. I've been concerned about where pastors or ministry leaders go for a safe place where they can really let down their emotional hair, so to speak.
Yeah, I recommend that pastors find a group outside of their own local congregation. It's a little bit dangerous sometimes to be totally vulnerable and open, even to your elders. They might be your friends. And sometimes that vulnerability can backfire. We had an experience in our own family where one of my sons got involved in a drug addiction. Thankfully, he's been set free and living for Jesus wholeheartedly, but he went through a hard time where he was living on the streets, homeless, and done drugs, and I shared that with my congregation to try to get them to pray for me, and thank God that most of them were very encouraging and prayed for us as a family, but there was more than I would have expected a portion of our congregation that got very critical of us, accusational, a lot of condemnation, shame, and that hurt my son's siblings. They were like, wow, if we make a mistake, this is how mom and dad are going to be treated. And unfortunately, there's a select number of people sometimes within our churches that are living with that kind of critical spirit. So I would recommend the pastors find a group of men with men, women with women, and find freedom there. Because you have to have a place where you deal with these issues. All wounds are relational. And so things that hurt us, the deep wounds of our heart, things said about us, criticisms against us, those are relational wounds. And for some reason, God in his wisdom has decided, since all wounds are going to be relational, all healing will be relational. Although I love my prayer closet, and I try to spend an hour or two in the Word every day, and I love that time, but the totality of healing that God has for us comes out of community. And so I highly recommend pastors find a community, and not just sort of a monthly gathering where we have a lunch and try to tell us how much their church is growing and what size their budget is, but even when you're with other people in Christ and saying, hey, I'm getting tempted to look at pornography, or hey, I'm really depressed, or my teenage daughter's going out with the wrong guy and I'm really concerned about this, and being able to be open and vulnerable. It's not just a good idea. I would say it's a requirement for a healthy pastor.
Wow, absolutely.
A healthy person, anybody, really.
Yeah, we need that. Pastors often take on more responsibility than is healthy. And when they don't take on something maybe that needs fixing, self-doubt and criticism can build, kind of like what you just mentioned. But how else can we help or encourage those that are our pastors?
First, it comes from the relational connection to the pastor, two extremes. One extreme is to criticize. The pastor can't do anything right. His sermons are too long. His sermons are too short. Worship is too loud. It was too soft. And he just started using a smoke machine in our church. I hate it. And criticizing the pastor through emails or criticizing them through gossip, that's an extreme.
General grumbling, right?
Yeah. The other extreme is to idolize and that's to look at the pastor as a rock star, can do no wrong. Every word he says, I hang on. You know, I follow him on Instagram and on Facebook, and you know, he's just my superhero. And you know, you're just setting that pastor up for a failure, and then you're setting yourself up for disappointment. The pastor follows Jesus. He's not Jesus.
Gary, how can we build up our pastors?
We need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and love our pastors, pray for our pastors, encourage them, speak words. If you see them in error theologically or lifestyle, there's a biblical process to talk to them, but you know, that's really pretty rare. So we spend most of our time encouraging, blessing. And this month, particularly with the Pastor's Appreciation Month, something as simple as a card. You know, I've gotten so many cards where somebody really took time not just to say, thanks for being my pastor, but maybe had a scripture verse that they prayed over. And it was just like, wow, that's a word from heaven for me at this time. Or tell me they're praying for my children. And it goes a lot further than probably you realize in encouraging us.
Thank you for that. Is there a place you recommend that people can go to learn more information, maybe how to encourage their pastor or more information about you?
Yeah, that's World Challenge, worldchallenge.org. Part of our World Challenge ministry, we have a prayer team. That's pray.worldchallenge.org. And we have somebody available to take a call and pray with you.
That's Gary Wilkerson with World Challenge. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.